Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so AI robots are becoming more and more prevalent in our society. Some of them are doing cool things. Some of them are really not doing cool things and looking utterly ridiculous. I'm going to play this clip from the Today Show of them covering a humanoid robot that's coming out of Russia because it's hysterical. And if you want to see what they are seeing, text in the word robot, R-O-B-O-T, right now to 916-909-1065.
Russia's first humanoid AI robot made its debut in Moscow this week, and it definitely did not go as planned. Take a look here. The robot named A-Idol was introduced by developers, but as it walked onto the stage, the machine lost its balance and fell down. Staffers left scrambling to pick it up there while another tried to hide it behind a curtain.
It's waving. It's going, hey, let me come here. I'll come to you.
The company that created the robot later explained.
I am screaming.
Later explained that the robot is still in its testing phase, clearly.
I do believe
that. Oh, my God. This is incredible.
Our feel-good story of the day.
It is.
Okay, so for those that aren't able to look at it, for those that can't see the video, at the end of it, this man desperately tries to pull a screen, like a curtain across the stage so nobody can see them dragging a idol off of the stage. He looks like, imagine the most drunk person you've ever seen in your life.
Yep.
That's what he looks like, except exactly how you imagine a humanoid robot to look.
Like, and what's funny is they can't even pull the curtain to try to hide the robot across. It's all twisted like a bow tie.
Because they did not see this coming.
Like, it's watching these robots malfunction is one of the funniest things that, like, I think my algorithm shows me. Do you guys ever see the robots, like, freaking out?
Not really.
Because that one just lost its balance and then just fell over. But there are lots of robots that go to like do stuff. I've got more pulled up. And then they start having like a malfunction. And then it looks like they have what is essentially a seizure. Because they have robots that can either walk upstairs or sometimes they have robots that like, you know, are trying to play soccer. Oh. And like, watching robots freak out is one of the, like, there's one breakdancing and then it freaks out.
Oh my God.
My algorithm shows me these videos all the time and I can't get enough of them. My brother can't either. We send them to each other constantly. And like, I'm all crossed up on this because there's part of me that wants to look at these ridiculous little toddler-sized robots that can't break dance.
Now, A-Idol, though, is completely human-sized.
Yes, that one's a big one.
A lot of times they are about hip high, which I find, which makes me a little bit more comfortable.
Oh, these are hilarious.
They're so funny.
But I
want to laugh at them. Because it minimizes how scary the future could be with
Thank
these robots.
You. Okay, I'm glad we're getting to this.
However, on the other side, I panic a little bit because what if when they do become perfected, they remember who laughed at them? And they'll be like, 2025, Gavin from the Wake Up Call.
Never forget.
Laughed when I stepped on a soccer ball and then spasmed on the floor.
I feel like
terminate.
That's scary.
I feel like we just need to stop. Like, I hate to be the person that's like, guys, let's stop advancing technology, okay? Mm-hmm. However, more and more and more technology keeps learning how to do things that humans have always done. And I feel like, and because it's so much more cost effective, it's making companies veer towards the robots.
Sure.
And not the people. And I know that, like, obviously there have been technologies that have helped create so many incredible things, but we are really starting to phase people out of entire industries.
I hear you and I share your concern. I try to like breathe into a bag and remind myself that they said the same thing about automation when that came out. They said the same thing about the internet when that came out. So if like, if we adjusted to those things, we can adjust to this as well. We create new jobs, like teaching these robots how to actually wave at somebody without falling down like your drunk uncle, you know? So I don't know. If you want to see the robot that we're talking about, text in robot to 909-1065. Laugh while you can.
Laugh while they'll let you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.